listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network, the bonus hour for Southwest Florida. Thanks so much for being with us. Our poll question today, it's a big event weekend. Got the Derby on Saturday, the F1 race in Miami on Sunday. Stanley Cup playoffs will shift to Tampa for, I believe, Friday and Sunday. Our buddy John Forslund doing Sunday's game, I believe. So, well, I know he's doing Sunday's game. I think he's doing the Bruins game on Friday. I am impressed, by the way, that ESPN is working the A-team. I mean, those guys are working every day. They're traveling. McDonough and Ferraro did the first two games of Carolina-Boston. And right. In between and around, they're doing Rangers-Penguins. So think about those guys. They had to do three overtimes.
Right. Get up early in the morning and catch a flight.
To Raleigh.
Which
is not easy.
No, but from any big city, you can fly to Raleigh. Can't get there from here. I'll tell you that much without a connection.
But when you're scheduling that 6:30 a.m. flight, you're not thinking the game you're doing is going to end at 12:30.
Just go right to the airport and fall asleep.
But Tampa evening the series at a game apiece. Heat are up two spit in their series. Panthers need a win tonight, baby. Need a win tonight. It would be panic time if they were to lose tonight. I think you got to bet the Panthers hard.
I agree with you. I just thought coming into the playoffs, the Caps got really hot the last month and a half of the season.
They did.
And played extremely good hockey, almost getting out of the wild card spot. They played that well. They're a dangerous team right now, and they're not scared of the Florida Panthers whatsoever.
No, and all the pressure in the world's on Florida. So 7:30 Panthers game tonight. It's a Turner night. By the way, Turner finally gets in on the Stanley Cup playoffs action. So you'll get better announcing and a better studio show. You go from Messier to Gretzky. Go from the number two center to the number one center on those dynasty teams. Number two line was pretty good. But Panthers are -250. Oh, by the way, -250.
And that's not even close to being the longest odds on the night, because the Avalanche, after drubbing Nashville in game one, are -365 in a playoff game.
TNT and TBS are the networks that have the hockey tonight. I don't know if you saw this in our Twitch chat room, because, you know, a lot of things get bounced around in the Twitch chat room. Canada Relief asked, do you think the NFL will ever do a Winter Classic type of game?
And I answered him, and I'll answer you. I don't think they care about a Field of Dreams type game. I think they care about international games. And I think it was very evident. I think it's a great question, by the way. But I just don't think the NFL cares about doing something hokey and having a neutral site game inside the continental U.S. I think they are very interested in the international games. And I think the next place that they go is Rio.
All right. How many teams have attendance problems in the NFL?
Do any?
The
Rams? They shouldn't anymore.
Well, the Chargers.
The Chargers?
The Chargers do. You would like to think that the Rams are going to be good for a year or two.
Right. I mean, put it this way, the Bucs were about to. You know, think about that.
Well, there's no
two
doubt.
2 years away from winning a Super Bowl, if Brady doesn't come back, because there were a lot of people like me that dumped their season tickets.
Yes. Now, I do think that some people got back on the Bucs bandwagon and would have bought maybe not the suites, but you know how they were avoiding buying Bucs tickets like the plague. And half the crowd was the road team for quite a few years. The Jameis Winston era was met with no home field advantage because 25 to 30,000 of the people that were there were rooting for the road team. I think a few more Bucks fans would have bought tickets post Brady, but yeah, they would have had a bit of an attendance problem. The Dolphins have a bit of an attendance problem.
They do, and they always will until they're good.
The irony is Jacksonville, now that they've covered up the top corners of that stadium, actually the Jags for the last couple of years have not had an attendance problem.
Nope. And they've got their London thing going, and that's working for them.
But I'm thinking in terms of a team that maybe has a small attendance problem, but then you also, like in baseball, they had the cornfield in Iowa. You know, hockey can take it outdoors, and it seems obviously like a completely different experience, so they could do it anywhere. Anywhere, they could do it in a baseball stadium, they could do it, you know, Central Park, they could do it if they wanted to. But, you know, where would football go? What's the iconic, you know, they're not going to play in a college stadium, see, that's the thing.
No.
You know, they're not going to play in the Shoe or the Big House or Tiger Stadium in Louisiana. They're not going to do it. They're not.
You know, and I mean, in some of the high school stadiums in Texas are bigger than some of the stadiums they play in already.
But, like, you mentioned the Chargers. Okay, there are some, obviously, huge high schools in California and a few in the greater Los Angeles area. So if the Chargers, because remember, they played at the soccer field.
Couldn't sell tickets there either.
And that was like 27,000 seats, and they couldn't get 27,000 Chargers fans in there if they gave the tickets away. But I'm just trying to think of even the concept working. What would the venue be?
The only place, is there somewhere, because Rutgers played the first football game. Now they're not on that field. Is there a historic field in Jersey that I don't know about where the first football game was played?
No. No.
Then I don't know what the answer is.
You know, like when the Jags and or Bucks, if the Jags were to have an attendance problem again, if post-Brady, the Bucks a couple years from now, where in Florida would you play this game? If you were the Bucks and the NFL came to you and said, we want to do this, you know, Field of Dreams thing. Honestly, where in Florida would you play it?
I mean,
do you go out near Lake Okeechobee? Do you find a
Belle Glade? Do you play to the Mud Bowl?
Do you go to Clewiston, you know, with the tiger pacing, you know, used to, anyway, in the cage? I mean, honestly, do you go out to Pahokee? I mean,
I don't think it works for the NFL. You know, someone made the suggestion for the Yale Bowl, and that's a fine suggestion, but I don't think that works. Paul on Facebook said, play it. What about Bristol? Now, you know, they tried the college game there. Could the Chargers play at a race course? I just don't. The NFL doesn't do hokey. They don't.
I'm sorry. What do you mean by that, hokey?
Field of Dreams is a little hokey. It's cute, but it's hokey. They're playing a game in a cornfield. It's hokey.
What does the adjective hokey mean?
Goofy, strange, weird.
Oh, gotcha. But yeah, you're right. You're right.
Hokey is the plot to the B movie that's even a stretch to believe. And it turns the B movie into a C movie. That's what hokey is.
And that's not what the NFL does.
Because, like, the Field of Dreams thing in Iowa was amazing. Amazing. I mean, come on. When Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge are walking out of the cornfield, I mean, If you're remotely into that sport and you watch Field of Dreams, you're literally sitting there going, holy blank, it is the movie.
And you remember back to the hockey, the first outdoor game, it snowed.
Yes, Penguin Sabres
in Buffalo, and it snowed, and it looked magnificent.
Our
old producer who hated hockey.
Yep.
Every time we brought up hockey in the show, he would just want to pull his hair out. He's in the next day after, you know, our first show after they're going, they need to play every hockey game outside. That's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I'm not a hockey fan, and I love that. I tune in.
You know, basketball did it in college.
Yes.
Where they played on the
aircraft carriers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I thought it worked. Also, it was right. It was Veterans Day. It was at the very beginning of the season, and usually the college season starts either the Tuesday before or the Tuesday after Veterans Day, so it worked.
I believe it was a little windy, but it not.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It was, and that's kind of put the kibosh on them ever doing that again.
Well, I believe Draymond Green played in that game.
I know Sparty played in it, but you know better than me on that one. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, like you said, where would the NFL do it?
Someone suggested Central Park.
Whoa.
It's interesting. It's certainly big enough. This just in, parking would be a mess. But I can't even think of the venue.
Tropical Park, Miami, Florida.
You know, where is the historic high school field?
Somewhere maybe in western Pennsylvania?
I mean, the Hall of Fame Stadium is used for a high school stadium. I mean, Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton there, Mark, I don't even know if it seats 10,000. Maybe a smidge more than that.
Did you do that game?
Fox did it last year. Yeah.
I was going to say.
I mean, it's not big. It's quaint.
Okay, so then stop there. Could you ever see them playing a regular season game there? What would be the point of it? I'm not kidding here.
Right.
Football doesn't need any gimmicks.
No.
It's the most popular sport on the planet.
It would have to be a team.
Well, in this country.
It would have to be a team that has an attendance issue. And that's why right now there are very few. I do think the Dolphins, you know, the three teams in the state of Florida will always be a candidate unless they're good. And the Chargers, I think, are always going to be a candidate. I don't ever think they're going to be accepted in L.A.
The Chargers will move before a game like this is ever played. I really believe that. The London Chargers. And they'll still play in the AFC West because that's how the NFL does things.
If the Spanos family sold the team to somebody who moved it to London, the value of that franchise would more than double overnight. I was overhearing a conversation with an NFL owner who said, if they ask for volunteers to move the franchise, I'll be one of the first to raise my hand.
Miller and Moulton, Florida Sports Network.
Thanks for listening. And now, more of Miller and Moulton on the Florida Sports Network.
Minutes past the hour, Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network. Thanks so much for being with us. Got to give it up to the Lightning yesterday. They embarrassed themselves. They're champions. 48 hours later, they show back up and they say to Toronto, hey, we're champions. If you're going to beat us, you're going to have to beat us. We have not slipped that far. We know what we're doing. You're going to have to take this from us. And last night, Toronto was not up to the challenge. And now they got to go get at least one on the road. This is pressure. This is what we talk about. Because those poor guys on the Leafs, first off, they have their own playoff history just last year when the skids were completely greased for them to go to at least the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, the conference final should have been the worst they did last year because the bubble Canadian division was laying down for them, or so we thought.
And up 3-1 on just a Montreal team that was probably the worst team to make it to the final since the expansion Blues in the late 60s.
There was a Kings team that finished under 500 that got there too. But
and there was a Canucks team in 82 that played the Islanders. But I mean,
it's short list of the worst Stanley Cup Finals team ever.
Right. And Toronto should have been there at least. So they got their own recent playoff history, 18 years since they've won a playoff series, and 55 years since they've won Lord Stanley's Cup. And then there's the Panthers.
President's Cup trophy for the best record in the league.
26 years since they've won a playoff series.
Eastern Conference Finals.
May of 96. They went to Pittsburgh, beat Mario and the Pens. That had to be the hardest loss of his career because they had to think they were the better team. And it would have been a glorious final. Penguins, Avs, Lemieux, you know, Sakic, Forsberg, the young guys. And it would have been glorious skating. It would have been great for the sport.
I had to stop the television the other night when the Rangers-Pens game was on. My wife was getting ready for bed, and they showed Mario and Jágr with the cup from 92.
Right.
And my wife did have a Jarmer Jágr thing back then, so I had to bring her out and
sure.
show her that hair.
Oh, yeah.
It was fantastic.
I mean, that's Bon Jovi hair.
Oh, and, yeah.
And right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, she's all in on that. Yeah.
One thing you notice when you see that, because Jarmer Jágr was not a small guy.
No.
How big Mario Lemieux was.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big man.
Was he
a big man.
Was he Ovechkin big?
No, not thick, but he was taller.
Oh. Because Ovechkin is huge.
Yes, he is. Ovechkin looks like a middle linebacker.
Ovechkin is a tank on skates.
From the damn nosebleeds, you can tell.
Yes.
He's
tall and wide. Mario was just tall. He was a big guy, but...
Right. If Mario wanted to play a different game, he could have. Absolutely.
Right. If he wanted to play like Messier, he could have.
Oh, yes. Right. But Panthers tonight need to win or else just absolute panic sets in. And let's be honest. This coach is coaching for the job. You know, he's still the interim coach.
Yes.
And if they don't win this playoff series, I don't think he's getting the gig.
I don't think so either.
Go find somebody else. Hey, well, I won the President's Trophy. Yeah, that's great.
By the way, a couple of texts I got to get to here, David. Because funny's funny. We're talking about the stadiums and where they would play and
yeah.
all that. And this guy says, I know you said no college, but if you put the Jags, Bucks in Tallahassee, it would be nice so they could actually see some real football there.
Oh, here we go. One more year. Wait one more year.
And then a listener who's from Brazil says, they have NFL Brazil. Check it out. Name of the football teams are the same as the soccer teams. And that's fantastic. And you're going to have a real NFL game there, I think, in the not-too-distant future.
That's what the draft told us.
That was the tease that I took away from the draft.
It's like, wait a minute. Why are they doing the live shot from a place where they don't have a game? Unless they're going to announce
right.
soon that they're going to have a game.
Mexico City, London, Germany, all were in the draft. And all of a sudden, Rio right. pops up.
Yeah. Huh. Really?
Giving you guys a game, I see. Yeah.
By the way, I stand corrected. Mark, maybe it's just because the stadium's so much smaller than what I'm used to seeing. Apparently, Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, and they named it after Tom Benson because it was in utter disrepair, and he wrote a check for like $5 million. So Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium has a capacity of 23,000. Man, looked half that to me.
Well,
so
you're used to be, I mean, and particularly on Saturdays, you're in 70, 80, 90, 100,000 seat stadiums every week.
I mean, cathedrals is what I call them. I mean, those SEC, along with some of the epic stadiums, Happy Valley, Penn State, the Shoe, the Big House, the LA Coliseum, you know, there are some of them, you know, the Oklahoma-Texas game at the fair. I mean, those are just cathedrals. They're so big.
Do you think there will ever be an NFL game at Yankee Stadium or just a baseball stadium? I mean, there are college football games there.
Well, the Giants played 50 years worth of games there. But since they redid the old stadium, the Giants never played there again. I think the last Giants game, in fact, I know the last Giants game at Yankee Stadium was 73. I went to the second to last one. My grandfather dragged me. I have faint memories from it. We sat near one of the poles because the original Yankee Stadium had obstructed views,
right.
kind of like Tiger Stadium and a few other
right.
Fenway and a few other places. And then that was part of when they spent the 2 years that the Yankees basically didn't play at Yankee Stadium. They got rid of the poles. You didn't have any more obstructed views.
Yeah, I went to old Yankee Stadium one time when I was younger, and I also sat next to one of the poles, and there was it was really cold. There was a squirrel at the top of the pole, and it ran down the pole and onto the field.
Well,
and that's what I remember from the game.
Jeter had a description of that place. They were trailing. It was the Red Sox. It was game 7 against the Red Sox in 03. And when they were down 5-2, and I forget which teammate it was, you know, was panicking, and Jeter just literally grabbed his arm and said, "Don't worry, this place has ghosts."
My regrets are never about missing a game, or it's the stadiums that I had opportunities probably to go to and just, you know, never did for whatever reason.
Right. Like, I never went to old Tiger Stadium.
And I never went to old Yankee Stadium. I got to go to Fenway, which, you know, it was a really cold night. It was a miserable night. It was 53 degrees and raining. I mean, it was awful. And we had seats in the upper deck and didn't stay for the whole game and paid a boatload for them. But I said, before we leave, I'm walking down, and I went and watched Ortiz bat, jumped in some seats on the third base side, you know, four rows back, and went, okay, you got me. Those hallways, the corridors, the old corridors going through Fenway. It's like, okay, I get it now.
Fenway is gorgeous.
Yeah, in an old barn sort of way. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
They might never knock that stadium down.
Well, you know, they talked about it a long time ago. About, you know, do we need to... And this was when they hadn't won the World Series. And so they, you know, much like the Cubs. Hey, they've debated Wrigley a few times. You know, is this part of the reason why we can't win? This stadium, it's part of the... Remember, they added the lights. And part of the reason was, hey, come on now. It's 70 years. We have one squat.
Do we really need to continue with this?
Yeah.
But now that they both have their titles and what they've done to Wrigleyville and all that and what right. they've done to Fenway, no. I think those stadiums are there forever.
Wish they had done the same thing in the Bronx.
They had the ability to as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they really did. It was, I guess George wanted it. You know, basically, it was he built the shrine for himself.
Well, one of our favorite shows, David, is Billions.
What's the point?
And the line was, what's the point of having FU money if you can't say FU once in a while?
Miller George and did. Moulton. Yes, he did. Today was the day when good, bad, and ugly, what's on tap, all coming up.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton. Exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
Home stretch, Miller and Moulton, Thursday edition, Cinco de Mayo. Have fun. Be safe. Thanks for listening, Florida Sports Network. Of course, we were talking about places that maybe certain games could be played and during the break there, people wondering, you know, when we're going to take stuff to outer space and Mars. That's when I knew it was time to stop talking about this.
Smart move by you.
Our poll question, at least two big events going on this weekend, the Derby and the F1 race in Miami. And if you could go to both, but we're only let you go to one, which one would it be?
Derby is winning. About 2-1.
We're a big Derby market.
We are.
We're a top three market in the country for horse racing.
I think after Sunday, maybe that poll question would have been a little different. I don't know. I think we're in for a really cool experience.
Well, and also, it's on ABC. Like, those that want to check it out, it's not going to be hard to find. It's going to be on ABC 3:30 Sunday. Hopefully the rain stays away. Apparently now there's a 40% chance of rain on Sunday only, which just absolutely sucks. Days leading up to it, weather's perfect. 3 days afterwards, weather's perfect. Apparently there's a chance of rain on Sunday. I know. When I looked at it last night, it was like 8 days of great weather. So I hope they're wrong.
Good luck with that in Miami in May.
Well, that's not supposed to. It's a little early. We're not supposed to get mid-June start a rainy season, not May.
It rains a lot more in Miami, though, than it does here.
Interesting. But I know I can't wait to watch.
I'll tune in.
I mean, I know it's Mother's Day, but I think we're going to have, like, everything done by then.
I know we are. I've got 12:45 brunch reservations, so unless that sucker is going to take 3 hours.
And just a public service announcement. A, Sunday's Mother's Day. Don't forget. B, make reservations because Sunday is Mother's Day. And C, it's FGCU graduation weekend. So it could be a few places a little busier than normal.
If you haven't made reservations for Sunday, you're not going to get them. That I can assure you of.
Probably.
You've screwed up. You got to go pay somebody off at this point, or you take them somewhere that doesn't take reservations.
Or you're going to have brunch 2 hours later than you wanted to.
That's very true. I mean, I'll recommend my guys over at Skinny Dogs because they don't take reservations. You'll be on a long wait, and you'll have a tremendous breakfast. Mom will be happy, and that's really all it boils down to. And then leave her alone.
Right.
Then treat her like you want your family to treat you Sundays at 1 o'clock. During football season, that is.
Oh, not the other.
Treat your wife like it's an NFL Sunday and she's you. Leave her alone from 1 to 4, because that's what she wants. Take your kids, get out of the house, and leave mom be for a good 2 hours. That's a happy Mother's Day to most moms.
Wow, sounds glorious.
Leave it to the oldest guy in the show, and definitely the oldest soul, to live in the past. Here's David Moulton with Today Was the Day When...
1494. That's how far we're going back.
1494.
Right. This Columbus guy. He made his second voyage to the New World 2 years later. You know what he discovered? Jamaica. 1847, the AMA, the American Medical Association, was formed. They did so in Philadelphia. Why? No idea, but really, first 50 or so.
Everything in Philadelphia.
Right, first 50, 75 years of our country's history, that was the go-to city.
Right. Then we said to hell with Philadelphia.
It wasn't New York, wasn't D.C., it was Philly. Hence all the historic buildings. 1904, first perfect game in what's considered modern baseball. You know who threw the first perfect game?
Cy Young.
Perfect, yes. Well done. It fits, doesn't it? 511 career right. Wins. They named the award after him. He was pitching for the Boston Americans, and he beat the Philadelphia Athletics 3-0. 1921. The perfume Chanel No. 5 was released by fashion designer Coco Chanel. 100 years ago today, construction began on the original Yankee Stadium. 1925. You know, we talk about streaks, and remember earlier this year, the hockey streak, Keith Yandel, nearly 1,000 consecutive games, and the Flyers benched him. Mark, how about this? I'd never realized this before. Like, Luke Gehrig took himself out of the lineup. Ripken took himself out of the lineup. Everett Scott played for the Yankees, had played in 1,307 consecutive games, was benched on May 5th, 1925. 1,300-plus games. Bench the guy.
Hey, got to win the game. Got to do what's best for the team, David. It's not all about, who was that again?
Everett Scott.
It's not all about Everett Scott.
Just for the organization? Is
there you go. God willing, we'll come out of here with a win.
In 47, the Pulitzer was awarded to Robert Penn Warren. He wrote All the King's Men. 5 years later, we gave the Pulitzer to Herman Wouk. Wrote The Caine Mutiny. Got to admit, seems like two good Pulitzers. First American in space was Alan Shepard on this day in 1961. Mark, the West Side Story album goes number one 60 years ago today. It remained number one for 54 weeks just before the British invasion.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Why do you think?
Or we were stuck listening to show tunes for another 10 years.
Why do you think the kids reacted the way they did? Bill Russell's last game, player coach of the Celtics in Los Angeles, the Balloons and the Raptors of the old Forum. They beat the Lakers 98-96 to win game 7. And as Russell said, those balloons never came down. Pete Rose got his 3,000th hit on this day in 1978. All right, it's May 5th. Oftentimes, it was the first Saturday in May. Some of the horses that won the Derby on this day. Secretariat, 73, Big Red, in under 2 minutes. And they think they mistimed it. They actually think they started it late. People think that it was actually faster than 159.4. I think it's still fastest.
It's still the fastest. And Sham may have run the second fastest Derby of all time because he finished second to Secretariat.
By like what, a length?
I don't even think it was that. I think it was a half a length, but yes.
So Secretariat won the Derby on this day in 73. Spectacular Bid in 79. Ooh. Swale in 84. Unbridled in 90. Monarchos in 01. Street Sense in 07. Have Another in 2012. And 4 years ago, Justify won the Derby on this day. On this day in 86, they chose Cleveland as the site for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't have a story as to why. Do you? You're the music guy.
Yeah, it's the DJ, Alan Freed, was in Cleveland. Kind of the guy that kind of helped found rock and roll.
Okay. We talked about this last week because it was the last regular season Celtics game at the old Gatton. Well, it was May 5th of 95, the last ever basketball game at the old Gatton. Shaq, Penny, and the Magic eliminated the Celtics 95-92, May 5th, 1995. Last game at the Gatton. Final episode of Married with Children, 25 years ago today.
Wow.
1997. Chris Stapleton's debut album, Traveler, released 7 years ago today.
Not a bad song on it.
Well, you know, won a Grammy and it was Album of the Year. Not a bad way to debut. And it was a year ago today that Orioles lefty John Means no-hit the Mariners. I mention that because he's out for the year with Tommy John surgery now, and his future's uncertain. How quickly things can change when you're a professional athlete. Mark, Karl Marx, Tammy Wynette, and Sage Stallone, all born on this day, no longer with us. Kurt Loder is 77 today.
That makes me feel old.
Well, but it also makes you think about when we were watching him.
He was a little older than we thought. He looked like he was in his 20s, and he was much older than that.
He was in his 40s.
Right.
Kurt Loder, 77.
MTV News, for those that are wondering.
When MTV played videos and had music news. Brian Williams is 63. Charles Nagy is 55. The Fonz, no, not Henry Winkler, LaFonso Ellis is 52. Baby Jordan, Harold Miner is 51. Andy Murray's 35. The running back James Conner is 27. A Dallas 34. Henry Cavill. What? He was
Superman.
Right. 39. Chris Brown, disgraced rapper, 33.
Nice.
And Brooke Hogan's 34. And that is today was the day. What'd I miss?
Nothing.
Oh, wow.
Nothing. It was perfect.
Not damn.
At least to me it was.
You've heard folks elsewhere mock Florida is gonna Florida. Well, Mark Miller sees it differently. He calls it the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you got, Mark?
Naples by way of Dream Flights. Dream Flights is a nonprofit that travels the country to take veterans on flights. The group offers veterans 15 to 20 minute open air plane rides as a show of gratitude for their service. And they came to Naples where Fred Bertrand was a pilot, served our country in Korea, but had never flown a biplane. So he had the opportunity to do so with Clint Cawley, a volunteer pilot for Dream Flights. Pretty cool organization. For the bad, we go to Detroit, where police busted a man who was making $2,000 a day selling weed from a vending machine that was attached to his Detroit home. I don't know how one operates the weed vending machine, but not only did they find a bunch of weed, they found a lot of other things that drug dealers have, like guns and money and things of that nature. Finally, the ugly, and this is a real ugly on so many different accounts. We go back to Michigan, where a man takes his car in for an oil change. While the car is getting the oil change, one of the workers is trying to pull the car in. The mechanic, who did not have a driver's license and was 19, jumped in the Jeep, and it was a manual transmission. Uh-oh. Let his foot off of the clutch. Runs into another mechanic, killing him. Where the story gets weird is the owner of the dealership where this happened and Jeffrey Hawkins was killed, they are now suing the man who owned the Jeep, not the person who was driving the Jeep.
You gotta be kidding me.
I am not. They're not suing the dealership, but the deceased family is suing the owner of the car.
What did he do?
I don't know, David. Dropped it off for an oil change.
Yeah, that ain't on me. That's on you.
But the attorney says the person responsible is the owner of the car. Start your own attorney jokes now. And that is the good, the bad, and the ugly. On today, Cinco de Mayo, 2022.
Olé.
No NBA playoff games tonight. No hoop.
What am I going to do with my life?
Watch hockey.
Talk to someone. Have a conversation with someone. Four NHL playoff games tonight. A couple of home teams in the East need to win to even their series. Panthers at home for the Caps, Rangers at home for the Penguins. Meanwhile, a couple of road teams need wins out West to even their series. Nashville at Colorado. Yeah, I don't like your chances. And Dallas at Calgary. And they flat out dropped the gloves and went at it in game one. Two teams that have really no history with one another and now hate each other.
That's what the playoffs are all about.
MLB, Rays are in Seattle. Marlins jumped on a plane, and they're in San Diego, I believe. They're both playing tonight around 9:40. There are three-day baseball games, Mark, including our 3-21 Reds, trying to avoid the four-game sweep in Milwaukee. And as you mentioned earlier in the show, they're 13.5 back of the Brewers.
About to be 14.5 back, we only can hope.
Milwaukee's minus 215.
Where are you going to go?
Red Sox also in action against the Angels.
Felipe, you know what, with no NBA, you know what you should do? That young lady who hit your car, you should walk upstairs and say, you know what, it's Cinco de Mayo, why don't we go out and get a margarita? Why don't we walk over to
Taco? She has a boyfriend.
So?
He may not be home tonight. Who knows? Maybe he's working.
Have some guts. Say, I know you've got a boyfriend, but I'm pretty cool too. Let's go have a drink. It's the worst that can happen. She can say no. And then you've got a good story.
All right.
Miller and Moulton. We'll do this thing all over again tomorrow morning, right here on the Florida Sports Network.